podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I wonder what kind of public displays of affection they have. You know, it's kind of funny. Emily wants to tell a story about that. Let me tell a story first. Friday night, I was out with a group. There was like 10 of us around. There was one couple that was doing a lot. There were a lot of hand-holding and a lot of grasping. Double hand-holding. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where both had both hands
right.
grasped at the table and something like that. So I was going to just kind of have some fun. And I was going to turn to the couple to my left and say, you know, if you see a couple like that holding hands, it generally is just the idea of one of those people. Do you know what I'm saying? They generally don't both think to do that. It's one person, and the other one has to do it to kind of go along. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's the grabber and the grabby.
Uh-huh. And I kind of turned to my left, and I was going to kind of jokingly say something, and the couple to my left, they were holding hands. So I was like, well, I can't say it to
them. Can't
do
that. And you're all alone holding your own hand.
Right.
Never mind.
I'll firm grasp on my beer right here.
Yeah. So, Emily?
So is there a level of rudeness that I should not breach when my friends have been together for a little over a year now. So they're in like solid couple territory, but they just are so grabby and hangy and clingy and kissy and tonguey. And I just don't, it's annoying. It's kind of annoying to be around them. And like Gentleman Caller and I, we're good. We hold hands, you know, we do a peck every now and then, you know, we still got it going on, but these people are just, I mean, you'd think like when we go out and he orders something, and she'll be like, oh, my God, I was going to get that, too. And she kind of, like, jumps over and, like, hangs around his neck. And it's just like, oh, my God, I love you so much. And it's just obnoxious stuff like that. So can I ask them to knock it the F off? Or is that rude? Is that too rude?
So you're asking, can you ask a couple to chill on the PDA?
Right. And
no. You know, I think so.
How would you phrase it?
Oh,
that might have a lot
just
to do.
Knock it off.
I don't know.
I can't give my answer until I know how you're going to propose it.
Perhaps in a way of just, and it would be me to her. You know, it wouldn't be like a couple thing. I don't believe in ganging up. So it would be more just like, you know, you guys are, I don't know how I would say
it. You know,
it.
No matter how you say it, you're going to look.
I'm going to look like
rude,
a total.
Yeah. Or jealous. Know, or yeah, jealous.
Exactly.
Jelly.
And Gentleman Caller and I, we're good. We're cool. I just don't feel that I need to praise him for every time he orders chicken wings because I wanted chicken wings. Oh, yeah. My God. Stupid.
Yeah, how do you broach that?
But it really is, and it gets to the point where like I try to prepare myself when we go out and I'm like, Emily, they're gonna be like this, just be in a good mood and just accept it. But then it just kind of gets too much and I end up hating myself for feeling like this and hating them for being so clingy.
And then you can be kind of jokey when you're sitting there, you're like, oh my gosh, you guys are making me sick, you know, like kind of joke and see if they catch a hint.
No, I did that once, and what did they do? They were just like, oh, what, this?
Oh, let me sit in his lap.
Yeah,
that jerk.
It's like the thing at a party I attended, I don't know, a year or so ago, and I've always believed that this is just me talking here. The best couples of the party are the ones who show up together at a party, and they're together, right? Mm-hmm. But then they split, and they go their separate ways, and they mingle around the party away from each other. And then maybe after about 15 minutes, they intersect again. Hey, honey, how's it going? Blah, 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 and stuff like that. Together for a little bit, and then maybe break apart again. And I was at this party when I was there for almost 2 hours, and there was a couple there that never stopped holding hands together at a party at someone's house. In other words, they never split, and they not only that, they held hands for 2 hours.
That sounds sweaty.
At a party.
Slippery.
Imagine the environment they're creating in between the two palms of their hands with all that moisture.
Sorts of bacteria in there. So it's the thing where you can't really say anything because then you come across as like you don't have any romance and you don't have any love. But it's like, really, 2 hours of professing to the world that you're that much in love?
Right.
It's like, come on.
And if it's maybe if they were in the beginning of their relationship, you know, and so I get that because Adam and I were these people, but that was years ago. And so my friend,
you were 2 hours at a party, did not let go of each other's hands?
Hell yeah.
Well, I could see her as a hanger.
Yeah. And we were long distance. And so, of course, yeah, we were disgusting, but we're cool now. And these people, my friends have been together, like I said, over a year. It should be out of your system.
Can't you just be happy for them?
Oh, Jamie.
Can't you just be happy that they're in love and they have each other?
I can be, but why do I have to have their love all up in my side of friendship?
It's an inspiration. It's inspirational for you.
No, I want my fries with a side of honey mustard. not a side of you're grossing me out
of your saliva. Yeah.
So what do you say? No, like how do I shut up, Jerry?
I think we could ask our listeners and see what they say.
I know. How do I ask them to knock it off?
Just
to
don't
cool
go out
it
with
down.
Them.
Like, should I, like, you?
My gut is that you can't say a word because no matter how you phrase it, you're going to come across as some sort of witch.
Yeah. Well, all
but
right. I
who
have
knows?
Friends,
it's possible. So. You know how wise our listeners are, right? They are chock full
they're
of
like
wisdom.
Old owls.
Right.
What if they call and yell at me and call
they won't
me a
yell
cranky
at you.
Old
well,
hag?
It'll just be like working with us.
I don't know. Our listeners are very wise. They might have some way of dealing with us. I don't know. Here's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Yes, it's Bob.
What do you think?
Well, I think you can get around it. No matter what you say, you're going to get in trouble. But what I suggest is that she does the exact same thing that they're doing, and even worse. You can make her feel as uncomfortable as they feel by just immediately start being lovey-dovey.
That's pretty good.
That's extremely passive-aggressive, Bob.
So
that's
taking
fantastic.
My shirt off at the bar is what you're saying.
I say you have
that's
intercourse.
That's pretty much the next...
intercourse, Emily. Right there on the table.
So that's where we are. Bob, you have to take their behavior and make it worse. You don't really subscribe to that, do you?
No. Well, I mean, if you don't want to say something to somebody, I think that you can make the point that way.
Yeah,
it's a great idea, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm
use the girls to my advantage.
Yeah, hike them up.
Bob. Bob, have a great day. Thanks for being
gentleman
on the
Gentleman Caller
show.
Would actually is on Bob's side.
He's so was that him, actually?
No, I know. More tongue!
Oh, my God. I can't believe the words hike them up ended up on our show. Hey, good morning, Laura.
Hi.
All right, what's your thought?
Okay, well, mine's a little different. I think that you should say something to them, but in the moment, and to both of them, because here's what will happen. If you're at dinner or whatever, and they're being lovey-dovey at the table or whatever they're doing, if you jokingly call them out on it, but laugh it off like you think it's funny, not that you're actually offended or anything, just like it's, oh, ha-ha, you guys are doing this or whatever. When they go home that night, it'll have put a bug in their ear. They won't realize that you were actually offended, but it'll make them think about it. And so then you will have basically put that in their head without them
okay,
really knowing
well now,
that you put it in their head.
Give me the exact wording at what one would say at dinner. How would you say it?
I would say, oh my gosh, you guys are so clingy all the time. It's so cute or it's so funny or whatever.
Well, maybe don't you think that will empower them?
I like
a little
the
bit?
Word clingy.
No, clingy is the key word.
Yeah.
But if they don't realize that they're clingy, they will start to reevaluate themselves in their head.
Clingy is a great word.
It's the perfect wording, and you're right. It's almost like a bomb, you know, or like a grenade, you know,
yeah.
where you just throw it in, and then when it goes off.
And then on their drive home, she'll be like, oh my God, are we clingy?
I don't want to be
that girl. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you will have accomplished it without them realizing that you were actually offended by it. You will have accomplished themselves.
I'm glad you called, Laura. Have a great day.
Thank
it's
you.
Psychological warfare, Testa.
I don't want to use the word offended. That word's thrown out there too much. It's not that you're offended. You're just...
No, I'm just over
uncomfortable.
It. I don't need to
you're
see that kind of
sick
stuff.
Sick of their love. Here's Audrey. Hello, Audrey. And
she's sick of their love, too.
Audrey might have been one of those couples. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think she should tease him with the schmoopy thing. Remember the Seinfeld episode?
Yeah, the schmoopy Seinfeld.
And that was all about the same thing. And they.
Oh no! Where'd you go, schmoopy?
We lost schmoopy too. I don't know. There's the one guy saying, give them a dose of their own medicine.
Right, one up it.
There's the call of you just gently tease them while it's going on.
The clingy grenade.
The clingy. Uh-huh. I'm just afraid that might empower them. And they might, when you say, oh, you guys are so cute being so clingy, they might say, oh, look how cute we are. Let's keep this up.
All right. Maybe. Or I could just try this. Dom, you make me really uncomfortable when you make out with these ladies when we go out
together.
Is
that what it is?
I don't want you to do it anymore.
That's what you're
going to
say? Like that?
To you.
Here's Chris, who's very wise also. Chris, what do you say to a couple that's overly schmoopy?
Well, I say don't say anything to them. Just let them be.
I'm
if you don't like it, then don't go out with them.
I'm kind of on Chris's side that you can't insert yourself into how they behave.
Mm-hmm. And they're probably not doing it for anybody else in the room. They're doing it because they really like each other and they want to hold hands.
Maybe you don't go out with them anymore. And when she calls you sometimes and says, how come we never get together anymore? You could say, because you guys gross me out with your overlove.
I don't want to see your tongue anymore.
They're really good at trivia, though. There are trivia guys.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.